Talk about some things, Libertarian Party, how you guys can get involved, and it'll get you excited. So, Brian, come on up.
The Toastmasters you hand off the stage.
Handing it off.
Hello, my name is Brian Lambert, and I'm in the Libertarian Party of Illinois. I do a lot of things. I wear a lot of hats, but it's generally this black one that you're seeing. It's a really nice American-made California black gambler. It's what Jimmy Stewart wore in a couple of his westerns. I think Jimmy Stewart's the greatest American actor ever, so I like to wear the hat. It also is a marketing thing. It's easy to identify me anywhere. There are journalists in Chicago that will see that hat and know it's that asshole Libertarian. They don't remember my name, but they know who I am and who I'm with, so it's easy to identify me on things. I do a lot of different things. First and foremost, I'm the chair of the DuPage Libertarian. I took it over about 3-4 years ago. I enjoy it. I got a great group up there. And we do really well. We work together. The DuPage Libertarians, I learned, are the oldest chapter in the state of Illinois. When David Nolan held the first ever Libertarian convention in Denver, Colorado, I believe there was about 18, 20, 24 people there at that first convention in 1971. One of those members was a member of the DuPage Libertarians. His name was, now it's escaping me.
Don Parrish.
If you don't know who Don Parrish is, look on Time Magazine's website. He's the most traveled man in the world today. It's interesting. But he was there at that, and then he formed the DuPage Libertarians before the state party and before national. A lot of credibility. So it's very nice to be part of that. I was for 2.5 years the Field Operations Division Director, and there's actually a vote going on right now. If all goes well, in about 4 or 5 days, I will be again. Right now, I'm Campaigns Director in the Political Division. I'm all over the place. You're going to see me everywhere. I work on campaigns, I work in petitioning, and I work with the chapters to help chapters grow, help them expand, help get membership involved, get more people to come out, and to help candidates, both local and statewide. I've been very heavily involved with a guy named John Matthew up in DeKalb County, who was running for the 70th District for state rep, and Thaddeus Freed down in South Central. I've been working with him on making some videos and getting some ads together. We're going to do in a few weeks to make some of those things happy. Plus, my wife is Claire Ball, so I work on her campaign. If you guys know Claire Ball, she was on the ballot last year for Illinois Comptroller. She's going to be on the ballot again next year because we will get ballot access. And Steve Duttner, who's running for Secretary of State. I'm also working on his campaign. But I go everywhere, I go anywhere people need anything. So if you guys have questions, please ask me. I'll do the best I can to answer anything. First, I wanted to briefly talk about field ops, because, well, that's what you put on the schedule, so now I got to talk about it. I am not field ops director yet, but I will be, hopefully, in a few days. Field operations is exactly what it sounds. It's being out there in the field. There's several different divisions here. We have an IT division, which is boring and dull. There's a finance division, which is boring and dull. Sorry, Bennett.
It is.
And there is the political division, which, as pertinent and important as it is, is boring and dull.
No, it is not.
Hey! We'll talk later. There are very qualified people there. This guy is awesome. Ryan, you amazed the hell out of me. And I can't wait for more stuff to come.
But he's boring and dull.
Well, no, the division is. The division is boring and dull. So we can blame it on Scott.
Okay.
Blame it on Steve there. Well, look at that, we already agree. But my point is field ops is being out there in the field. A lot of the work everybody does is important. The precinct commitment needs to be done, but it's a lot of organizations, a lot of making phone calls doing that. The thing that field ops does that's different is we have to go out there and we have to meet people. We are involved in 5 main fields. And there's 6 people in field ops that are under it. There's a deputy director, which is basically somebody that does whatever I want them to do. And they're usually generally pretty good at it. There is volunteer, for example. There's volunteers all around the state. People volunteer. They sign up on the website. They want to get involved. They don't necessarily know how or what they want to do. There are people that will say, hey, I'm a libertarian. I believe in this. I'd like to get involved. Does that mean they want to go out in a parade and walk? Well, maybe not. Does it mean they want to go petition? Petitioning is not for everybody. It's really, really hard. Maybe they're a graphic designer. Maybe they're a filmographer. Maybe they are somebody that wants to run for office. We don't know, but that's the point of volunteers, to find out. And one of the things that I started in there originally was to get a network between all the different chapters, that when they're having an event, you'll notice this, when there's an event going on, and they're promoting a parade, for example, or they have a festival, and they need people to come and help the festival. It's a 5-day festival. We need volunteers. we'll go through the database and start calling people and say, hey, you know what? There's an active chapter in your area that's nearby, and there's a festival in 2 weeks. Would you be willing to come out and help staff that booth for 4 hours and meet some of the other people there and talk to people? And about 10% of the time, we get people to show up and get involved in that. And sometimes those members, they stick around. If someone's willing to get right past that first step, they stick around. They're there, so that's important. Membership, Karen Green ran membership for about 5, 6, 7 years. When I say she wrote the book on it, she literally wrote the 2 pages in the manual on how we just talked about today, on membership. Membership is when people sign up on the website, that's usually the first person they're going to encounter. So we make sure they get a membership card, they get whatever bumper stickers we have, and they get information saying, hey, here's your nearest chapter. Here's the nearest people we can connect you with. What is it you want to do? And if people say, oh, I want to get involved in campaigns, well, then the membership director sends them that information and brings those people in, and then we can integrate them into the work. Activism is the third one. Activism sounds like the most fun. So, of course, Steve Dutner took the role, and he just mocked it for himself. But activism is actually that. It's getting chapters to be more active. You guys know Kankakee County at all?
Yep.
There are three highly active members of Kankakee County.
Maybe
four. A new guy, Nathan, just showed up, and he's been sticking around the beach. But for the most part, Kankakee County is three members. They did 5 parades this year. 5. We went out there for 4 of them. Part of that was Steve reaching out and talking to a guy, Mike Lahaney, who I think is the chair.
Yes.
Guys, this is Jason.
Hi.
Guys.
Jason.
It's like Alcoholics Anonymous. Hi, Jason. They were really isolated, didn't they? How was I talking about? I was talking about...
Five parades.
Yeah, they did 5 parades. 3 people. So, of course, we went down to the candidates. And you think 3, 4, 5, 6 people in a parade is pretty bad. And no, actually, it's about average for some groups. I mean, unless you're a high school marching band or whatever, that's not bad. And when you can get out there with the banners in front of those people and the candidates walking along the side, shaking hands, handing out their business cards, that's one of the single best ways to get your name out there. On Saturday morning, people are going to see a banner with your name on it, with your chapter. Is the website on it? Yeah, they'll see the website, they'll look it up on Facebook, and you're gonna see some results from this. We see this every time we do a parade in DuPage. 2, 3, 4 people reach out to us, and occasionally 1 or 2 will come out and stay and get involved. That's why we're slowly growing in DuPage, because we do a lot of these events over and over. Kankakee did 5 of them. It was really impressive. That's what activism is going out there and doing those events. Other things can be walking neighborhoods, not even necessarily knocking on doors and harassing people. There's plenty of other people to harass people. Just hanging door hangers on them. One of the things we're going to do next year during the campaigns, and we did this last year, I believe, for the first time on a statewide level, for the Gary Johnson campaign, was this. Everybody raised their own amount of money. Ken McMillan was our Senate candidate, and he bought 20,000 palm cards with his face on it. Claire Ball bought 20,000 palm cards for her. I managed to beg and fight with the Gary Johnson campaign to get them to ship 20,000 palm cards to us for Gary Johnson's name. And Field Lots, I have a budget. And I bought the plastic bags with the handles on it. It's cheap. It's like $25, $26 for 10,000 of them. So we got those, and then I told the chapter, I said, hey guys, here's boxes of stuff. And every chapter got one. Like Fox Valley got rid of 4,000 of these. I'd say, hey, here you go. Here's plastic bags. Stuff them with Gary Johnson, Kent McMillan, Claire Ball, and then get your own damn business cards. Put your meeting information, your location, your website, put all that, stuff it in there, and then go around in 2, 3 hours. You're getting rid of hundreds of these things. Make a group out of it. What's up, Ben?
Pardon the interruption, but we did that, exactly that, and I did that in my precinct and the precinct neighboring my precinct, and those two precincts got 9% and 8%.
Well, shit!
I didn't have to talk to a single person.
Yes.
I just put it on the doorknob and moved on to the next voter's...
And in his county, you got 6%, and what in the hell's going on in your county right now?
So we're on the cusp of being an established party, so we're going to turn in petitions for a bunch of county board members because it only takes 3 signatures to get on the ballot if you're an established party. So get to 5%, and then you can do this kind of stuff and actually run people for office, because otherwise we would have had to get 450 signatures.
And see, that's the process. And that's how you build it, that's how we grow and how we do things. And that's a huge victory in Plain County. And I didn't realize how, I know you guys had at least 1,000 of them, if not 2,000. You guys got rid of a lot of them in your county. But that's what we did. Now, of course, the big challenge we're going to try to do next year is, well, I want to try to see if I can get 50 or 60,000 of these things out. The big problem is we have to raise money. So after you guys have donated to your own chapter, go to ClaireBallForIllinois.com and hit the donate button and send it $10. Because that's what it goes towards. So that's activism. Campus outreach is pretty simple. It's reaching out to the colleges and universities. And one of the things that we do with them, and I've benefited from this, and surprisingly with high schools more, which wasn't our target, but I speak at 2 or 3 high schools a year about this. We get invited out. Campus outreach with the colleges is basically, we're a local group. If you need to interview candidates for people for your radio shows, your radio stations, come on in. Can you get through? No, you're fine here. We're good. It's basically, we have candidates, we have representatives that can come and speak in your classrooms, we can participate in your events, if you have a forum, we'll be there, we can do your radio shows, college radio, college newspaper, whatever you guys have, we're there for that. If you need local political activists, that's what we're doing, is making ourselves available for it, and simply reaching out to them. And we've had moderate success with it, it's still growing, and it's not one of our main focal points. And the last thing in Field Ops is chapter development. This is huge, because the biggest thing that we can do is get our new chapters in the state of Illinois. It's hard work, yes, Star County. And we need to talk.
Yes, sir.
Building a new chapter is hard. It's really hard. A lot of people don't know how to do it. And sometimes you just gotta have a little spark. And if it's nurtured right and built up, you get a handful of people, and then you end up with a room like this. And how many people here, by the way, are planning on coming out to the parade on Saturday morning? A good chunk. Good. Which, by the way, my wife Claire will be there, and Steve Dutner will be there, and I think someone's going to drive down. The majority of candidates are supposed to be there, so we'll see who shows up. But Claire and Steve will definitely be there. So chapter development is, and by the way, just keep this in your minds, is that if and when Brian gets officially chapter development director, I'm looking to get a chapter development director in there, and what I had last year was 3 people running it. Somebody to do the bylaws, which, again, boring, dull, unsexy, miserable, but very necessary. Somebody to take care of organizing the chapters and reaching out to those people, and then a third person to make all the phone calls and get those initial things growing and starting. It's hard work, it's a little bit annoying, but the benefits are huge. We've got close to 30 active, over 20 active chapters in the state. About 5 years ago, when I started going to the conventions, there was maybe 5 or 6 that had representatives. And it's getting better now. So, and I'll tell you guys this a little bit here, because I wanted to talk about petitioning next. But every year, every cycle, we have a petition drive, right? You guys know this. And the goal is we need 25,000 good signatures, so we're shooting for about 50,000. So what I guess they used to have happen was they would have the chapters compete to see which chapter is going to bring in the most signatures. Well, Fox Valley won it every year because they had one guy that was really good and about a dozen others that went out and did a little bit of work, and they would always win every year. Well, when I took over as the chair of DuPage, I'm like, all right, I want to make a name for myself, and buying a stupid hat's not enough. So I said, I got to do something to shake this up. So I said, all right, DuPage is going to win this. We're going to beat Fox Valley. And we did, by about 300 signatures. And I made, yeah, no, it was close. And we made a challenge video for it. And you guys can look this up on YouTube, there's 2 of them. We made a challenge video where I got all the chapters in the state, and it was 5. And we basically trash-talked each other. It was like professional wrestling, it was hysterical. People from all around the state just trash-talking, we're gonna beat you guys. And it was fun to put it out there, and it worked. So then we did it again last year for Clara, Kenneth, and Gary Johnson. And we had about 7, 8, or 9 chapters. We got at least 20. I expect trash-talking out of this chapter. You're not, I mean, look, you guys need to prove to everybody else that you guys can hit second place.
Well,
I just assume.
So wait, what did you get out of the last time?
What do you get out of it?
No, how many signatures did you get the last time?
I don't know what the numbers are. Me personally, my volunteer signatures were 1,500.
Wow.
That's me.
Just you.
I'm obnoxious, and I can easily walk up to strangers and ask for their personal information on a piece of paper.
It's trying to make it go away.
It's not. It works.
So was it like you 1,500 and the rest of your chapter got 100? Like, is that kind of...
No. For example, in my chapter, to be fair, Ken McMillan and Claire Ball were in the chapter, which made it easier for the second time, and they each got about 1,000. Jenny, the first year, last time she couldn't do much because she got a new job and was managing a bunch of stuff, but the first year she came out and got about 900. 900 signatures.
I didn't break a grand the first time?
You might have broke a grand.
I thought I did. I was like third or fourth in that list.
You were third or fourth. You're behind me and you're behind AJ. Do you guys know who AJ Cummings is? Yes.
Yeah.
He's a medical doctor. He was our previous lieutenant governor candidate. A great guy from Peoria.
Yeah.
He got just under 1,000.
AJ
got just under 1,000, and all he did was show up at events and carry around a bunch of clipboards. There's not really a magic to it or science. I mean, you have to plan. Some of the things that I would do, for example, and you're all going to know what's going on, at least if by me. For Claire, we have a calendar where we know all the events that are going on. Her website has the events she's showing up at, but I have another calendar with everything going on behind the scenes. Just to give you an idea, we've got a lot of train stations, so usually 2 days a week, maybe three, Monday through Friday, we'll go to a different train station every morning and get about 30, 40, 60, 80 signatures in the morning. On the weekends, we go to every festival we can find, every single parade we find. We get there about half an hour early when all the people are lined up. It's mostly the old people in their chairs lined up. They wanted to get the shade spots. And why do we care about old people?
They vote.
Yes, they're registered to vote. They will sign. And we'll walk the parade route, and we'll pass them out. And then when the parade starts, now we're running quickly and trying to make our picks before the parade catches up, because then it's over. Every Saturday and Sunday, during the petition drive, there's a 5K run somewhere. And it usually starts at 7, 8, 9 in the morning, the latest. The first time we did it last time, because the petition drive, I think next year, starts on March 27th. It's always near the end of March when it starts. It was snowing, and Claire and I were out there in our jackets getting snowed on. And the runners don't care, by the way. They're going to run in it. They prefer when it's hail and lightning and storm coming down and sheep falling from the sky. They line themselves up, and we'll go there in the middle of the thing while the runners are stretching and ask them. We ask their families. And then when the runners take off, we go to get all their friends that are standing on tight waiting for them to show up. And these are great places. I have gone and met two different state U.S. representatives at different times. And I can't remember the names because they suck anyway. Brad Schneider up in Lake County. And before Brad Schneider was his opponent, Bob Dole. They both fought against each other, and each one had the seat. Now Brad Schneider's got it. I'm sure there'll be another rubber match against them. That's what they do. But we met them both while they were in there at these races. In Gurnee, there was actually a 5K charity called Run the Cops. The cops were all there. Steve Duckard wouldn't come with us for this petitioning. It was on police property, which is government property. And Claire and I showed up on the police property with clipboards and harassed people. Cops, we got signatures. And then there was a little girl dressed like a giant donut. And she took off running, and then a minute later, they let the cops come and chase them. Point is, there's plenty of events to go to. You guys can find them, and I'm going to work with people to help people find them. Petitioning's easy. You don't have to go out there for 5, 6, 7 hours. Some people are crazy. I'll do it. And yes, I'm a jerk. I make the candidates do it. I yell, you're going out there, you're going to get signatures. But for you guys, make events out of it. It's good to go out in groups, 2, 3, 4 people, especially farmers markets. Go to a farmer's market, hang out for 2, 3 hours. Find a good spot in the middle where everyone's walking, and just say, hey, have a button on your shirt. By the way, I brought you guys buttons today. Bought from Field Ops. One of the last things Aaron did, there's 8 designs. 7 of them are from the state party, and then Claire Ball bought some buttons about 3 weeks earlier, so we gave some of them out. We don't have many of the Claire ones, because we only have so much in our budget. But I gave them to Donnie, and also McLean County is taking some home, and Metro East is taking some home. I brought one extra package in case there was another chapter, some new chapter that was here. So you guys will have buttons, and you can always point and say, hey, I'm here for my friend Claire Ball, my friend Steve Dunner, or whoever it is. And I'm to help get my friend on the ballot. Would you mind doing that? And 9 out of 10 times, people are going to be okay with it. But we'll talk about petitioning later, and there's actually going to be a petitioning workshop at the convention. March 2nd and 3rd, on the Saturday, we're going to have a petitioning workshop where we're going to do that. And there's 3 videos we made, Jenny.
Mm-hmm.
There's 3 videos you can see on YouTube on the DuPage Libertarians page. They're about 4 minutes each, and they cover different aspects of petitioning. But you guys can look at that. and see some of the tips and tactics and tricks and what we go through. And, you know, and of course I'll answer any questions that you guys have on that. And then the last thing I was going to talk about, and I'll open it up for questions. If you guys want to interrupt me and ask questions, please, go ahead. Is the campaign so far. The only real active campaign is the ones that I'm working on, besides all the little ones around the state. I mean, I can talk about John Matthey, but he's about two and a half hours up north. Claire Ball and Steve Ducker. We're excited as hell about Saturday because we've never been able to do an event in Peoria. We've just never been able to do one. It's a big deal for us because this is a big city. I used the word big city loosely. I'm sorry.
Liberty plays.
It does. It plays all seven blocks of downtown.
Whatever.
Brian gets chased out of the room. It would be the first time. But the campaigns are very good. We've been going all over the state this year, and it's not even a campaign year. That's how we build things up. We do the Corn Fest in Champaign-Urbana. We did a Pride Fest in March. A Pride Parade. There we do the Pride Parade in Chicago every year, which is a huge deal. There's 750,000 people there. We've done festivals. Every town has a small festival, Heritage Festival, in Cortland, in DeKalb. There's corn festivals all over the state, and I don't know why, because there's more soy than corn, but soy's not sexy. Nobody has a soy fest. Fall festivals happen. We did a fall festival. We actually camped out for about 3 days, and we marched in Mount Vernon with South Central and the Southern Illinois guys. We marched in Metro East. You guys did your, that was your, like, first parade?
Columbia? 20 days. It wasn't the first, but it was the first one in a while.
Okay, well, it was good. We came down for that. Yeah, sorry, you weren't there. But we came down for that one. We do things up in Lake County. Lake County finally did one of their first parades in a long time in Lake Billet. It was for St. Patrick's Day, so it was kind of cold. We were all bummed up for it. But we're out there, and we're getting our name in front of places. On the same token, Claire has an advantage over other people. She's run before. Last time, she got in the Chicago Tribune and the Chicago Sun-Times and was able to debate both of her opponents, Leslie Munger and Stan Mendoza. That was a big deal. If you guys saw a couple weeks ago, she got an op-ed published in the Sun-Times. And that was a big deal because I've never been able to get that. I had to beg the Tribune in 2014 to let Chad in for the debate. And it wasn't even a debate, it was just to interview him separately. And that's a whole other story. And then they didn't invite Kent McMillan last year, but they did bring in Claire. And I think it's because Claire ran for College of DuPage. I think she had the credibility, so they brought her in there. And of course, if you guys know, the Tribune endorsed Gary Johnson. So once we found that out, I tried to get everybody on Twitter to, like, you know, could you please endorse Claire Ball, the accountants with the CPA and the thing? They didn't do it, but we tried. So of course, we're going to try it again. But getting the op-ed printed in the Sun-Times is a big deal, and we figured out how it worked this time. There was a relevant issue. Susana Mendoza, the current comptroller, was trying to push a bill through, and Governor Rauner vetoed it, and the entire reasons behind everything was political. There wasn't any logical reason. They were saying, oh, we need the money for this. Oh, we don't have the money for that, da-da-da-da. But when you look at it, it's right along party lines. It was kind of ridiculous. But nobody else really sees that, but we see it. So Claire had a libertarian perspective on this, and there was a veto session coming up where they were going to vote to overturn Rauner's veto, and they did. So we had that window where we knew it was coming up, and Claire literally comes in the office, this is a bunch of bullshit, they can't be doing this bullshit. I'm like, why don't you write about it? And she wrote it, we sent it in, it took a couple days, but then the veto vote got moved a day, and then a second day, and the guy said, hey, you know, they're going to do the vote tomorrow, we can publish this now. And then they moved it one more day, so the vote went through. They changed the word in Claire's thing, saying voting today, and it got published in print, which was awesome. So we're getting better at this. And I think, aren't you guys getting in some print too down here? Aren't there some issues?
Possibly.
We went, yeah.
Yeah.
We have a couple people writing stuff. So.
They backed out the one, I think you reviewed it real quick.
Oh, yeah.
But they kind of withdrew that.
Okay. It's a little easier around the rest of the thing. You know, the thing that's funny about Ryan Mahoney, the first time I heard your name was Claire in the morning. She checks her phone, she has Google alerts for her name and her opponents, and every day there'd be new articles she would check in. And she goes, hey, somebody wrote about me. And then she's reading it, wow, somebody wrote, like, a letter to the editor. Look at this amazing thing they wrote. It was wonderful, I had her whole resume there. I said, Ryan Mahoney. Who the hell's he? And I asked everybody up in the north, and nobody knew who the hell he was. And then I asked Krista, Ryan Mahoney's my chair. Oh, okay, well, at least the mystery's over. Because we didn't recognize, I think it was called the Belleville Democrat.
No, they don't. They hate me. It was printed in the Southern down in Carpenter.
Okay. You know what? And then I remember Clark looking at it, realizing it was a Southern paper. Because we were trying to track down who it was. That was the first time I heard Orion's name, but all he did was write something and send it in, and it was gone. So it's not impossible to do. Well, hello.
Hey.
Excuse me,
all. Oh, look out. Nobody pay attention to the guy sneaking in. Here, go ahead. Shh, quietly sneak over in the back. Nobody will notice.
Shh.
So that's about it. I talked about field ops. I talked about petitioning. I talked about the campaigns. Ask me questions, guys. What's on your mind? What can I do for you?
I'd like to actually interject one point that he kind of missed on the campaign stuff. The fact that when he's talking about Claire Ball and Steve Dudner and they're traveling, it's not just coming, you know, I understand probably for Chicago, Peoria is south. It is not south.
No.
South is going to the DuQuoin State Fair, which both of them did. They put a lot of miles on the car. They put a lot of gas through the tank. And both of their campaigns have PayPal donation accounts. And even $5 goes a really, really long way. If you want to see them keep coming to your parade, to your event, to whatever festival it is, to your meeting, to be able to talk, they need to be able to take their free time and what money they do have and be able to put it in the gas tank. And every dollar you donate goes a really, really long way. So if you can, find online, find your donation accounts, and anything you can give, please do that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And at the same time, I forgot to mention DuQuoin. We were there for a couple days. The campgrounds were full of all these giant, big campers. People, these big million-dollar vehicles all set up. Everyone's got fire pits. Everyone's riding around in golf carts and ATVs. And Preston got us the one spot in the back that nobody rented because people would park their cars there. So we came in with the one tent. It's got an American flag, a Don't Tread on Me flag, and a Claire Ball for Control sign on the front. The tiniest little thing way in the back. And Preston, if you guys know who Preston is, he's a guy that slid off a roof and broke both of his wrists, so he had to cast. He's walking up, I got your guys a spot back here. So we camped. That's our big thing. We camp everywhere. We camped in Carbondale. We've camped in Lex and Karen's backyard many times. We camped in Champagne. And yes, it's a coin. And he's right. The money goes towards gas, and any money that we don't have to spend on gas, we want to eventually get those palm cards and then build it from there. So nothing goes to waste, and I can promise, with Claire looking over the numbers, we really make every dollar stretch as much as we can. But thank you, man. It was very sweet.
You won't shill for money. I'll do it for you.
I mentioned it earlier, but you're better at it. And you're really
That's
good.
That's the political division at work, by the way.
Not boring.
The boring division.
Yeah.
Anybody got any questions, talk to me. Let me know what you're talking about. If there's anything you guys want to do to get involved and you don't know how, I'm also a good contact. I can find a fit for somebody. That's one of the things that we do. That we did a lot in field ops, and I plan on doing again, is finding people who want to do certain things, finding their niche, and seeing where they can be good at it. There's a girl, Sierra. She's dating John Matthew.
No, they're engaged now.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, right there in the parade route.
That's
yeah.
Right. She's John's Parma Kai. It's Clayton. I think Beyonce is a terrible word, okay? Anyway, she has a lot of time sitting at her desk doing nothing. She watched a 3-hour video on YouTube, spent 3 hours watching videos on YouTube, learned how to use basic Photoshop, and downloaded some apps, and now she makes memes for like 6-7 different candidates around the state. And it's great. And then I'm like, hey, you're gonna make memes? So here's what I do. I go to a guy named Chase. His name is Chase Renwick. He's also up in DeKalb. I say, Chase, could you do me a favor? Here's a recorded speech that Claire gave. It's about 7 minutes long. And actually, just recently, she did an interview with Nick Sarwark on a podcast up in Chicago, and I said, hey, Claire's talking for about an hour and 20 minutes. She talks about specific things. She talks about our junk bond status that we're approaching in Illinois, and she talks about her ideas on how to improve, not just the comptroller's office, but the pension committee. She wants to make it more like Canada's. There's not many things we want to emulate from Canada. They treat curling like it's a real sport, but they have a really good pension system. They made their pension system private, and now it actually makes money, and it works, and it functions, unlike Illinois, which the governor's on it, the comptroller's on it, it's all the politicians that are running the pension board. That's why it's messed up. So Claire put all these things, hey, Chase, can you do me a favor? Listen to this, find good quotes that Claire says and just type them up. And he works at a mattress store. He's a salesman. He makes good money doing his thing. But he's got a lot of time, an hour here, an hour there. So I give him these things. He types them up. He listens. Claire will say three sentences, and he'll type it up to be like one good chunk. And then he sends me an email, six of these. Well, then I send those over to Sierra. Jenny, at all of our parades, takes a bunch of pictures of Claire shaking hands, handing out business cards. She'll go through 100 photos and send me 10 of them that are really good. She'll clean them and make them look nice. I send those over to Sierra. Sierra just glues it together, sends it right back to me. See how multiple people are able to pull their skills together to make things happen? It's beautiful. It's gorgeous. It's sexy. I love that kind of work. People using their skills and doing what they want. Chase loves politics, and he likes working with words. He likes stating things in a really good way. I'm going to have him do some of this for Steve Dutner in one of the speeches he gave, too. But that's how we make these things. The events on Claire's page. She has an events page. Jenny takes care of the website, and we need other web designers, people that are good at this. And on the events page are all the events that Claire's doing, all the events Steve's doing. Well, if you've noticed their pages on Facebook, they actually just shared it today, and Steve's going to share his tomorrow. Claire shared one today promoting your Veterans Day parade on Saturday, saying, hey, I'm going to be there. Here's the time it starts. Here's what's going on. Sierra made that with photos that Jenny took from the information that I put together of an event you guys made happen. Holy shit, we're working together. Can you imagine that? All it takes is a little bit of organization and you can make magic happen. And it's not that complicated as long as all the gears are there working and it all works together really well. Do you guys know who Steve Cease is out of... He's the communications division director. Oh, I forgot to mention communications. They're not that boring. They're not that bad. They're almost like field ops.
Communications is awesome. They're the heart and soul of this.
They do. They're called libertarians. Watch the word soul.
I meant shoe soul.
Oh. Yes, yes. We're wearing shoe. We're wearing down shoe leather. I meant it more from an evil stance than anything else. Steve Cease is the communications division director. And one of the things that he started doing, which is really good, is getting out timely newsletters. And he tries to get them out at least once every 2 weeks. And how does he do this? Before, whenever we had a newsletter, somebody would say, I want to promote this thing, and then he'd have to fight and send emails and all this messed up, and then maybe someone would get regurgitated out. And it was not easy, and we didn't have that good of communication. Well, what's better now is at the SLC meetings, and everybody goes, when the chapters are encouraged to turn in a report, you turn in a report saying, hey, we've got these events coming up. Well, then Steve Cease goes through these and sees what events are coming up in the next 1, 2, 3, 4 weeks. And then in the newsletters, he's promoting an event that weekend, one the next weekend, and the big one's coming up 1 or 2 months down the line. It's just because everybody's doing their job. And their job isn't that difficult. You don't need one person anymore to do every damn step of the way. You just need the people to stick with what they're doing in their areas. That's actually part of chapter development, is making sure that when a new chapter gets formed, they know how to attend an SOC, how to submit a report, who to submit it to, what kind of stuff to put in a report. Some people don't know. Do we just put it in the minutes and what we voted on? Well, there's different things that the state party can use and everybody can benefit. So those are some of the things that we work together on and we make things happen. Ask me questions, guys. Or I'll just keep ranting.
Did you say you've really never been published in Chicago sometimes?
You mean libertarians in general? We get talked about.
You said you've been writing in them, but you've never got them to publish you?
No, well...
You personally.
An op-ed is an opinion editorial. It's we have to get an offer to do it. You have to write something that they want
to
see.
Oh, so you were trying to get like a guest column on the spot.
Yeah, this was not a letter to the editor. This was a guest column. It says guest column, Claire Walls.
That's exactly. I got published every
time. Yeah, but those are letters to the editor. This was a guest. She got a whole half of a whole page in there in print and on the website. It's a big deal.
800 words.
Yes, they yelled at us. They edited it down. That was tricky to do and tricky to make happen. Working with journalists, you know, as dumb as it sounds, Kristen McQuarrie, you know Kristen McQuarrie, Chad.
Yeah, I met her. I'll show you.
I'm sorry.
I love Kristen McQuarrie.
It's good to see you.
Do you know she used to live here?
In Peoria?
In the Heights, right here where we're at, yes.
I can't imagine why she left. I'm sorry.
Brian, know your crowd, dude. Yeah. Know your fucking
smack talk is tough.
No, I wasn't insulting Peoria. I was insulting that was directed at you. I'm messing around. Krista McQuarrie is the top editorialist at the Chicago Tribune. When I met her, I was there. Remember when you did that show for WGN? It was one of those, it was the day you, me, and AJ were walking around downtown. Remember I got like four things lined up that day? Okay, you don't remember. You went into the Tribune, and you went up to the ninth floor.
That's the day I courted Browner. Yep.
No, not to say, that's the difference. That was about 3 weeks later. This day, we were in the Tribune. Trust me. And that night, we did an interview about 6-7 p.m. for Channel 11. A guy named Paul Lesnick had a show called Politics Tonight.
Yeah.
And you were talking.
Okay.
He was on a camera. You were talking.
You were on the day before, and I was on the day after.
Yes. Yep. I was on the day before, and when I walked into the back room, Kristen McQuarrie came out, and I was just standing there, and I was looking at her, and I kind of waved. I said, "Hi, can I help you?" And she giggled. She laughed. We started talking. She responds to my emails and my texts. Okay, it's a weird, stupid way, but this is how you build relationships. John McCormick is the owner of the Chicago Tribune. He was there for you. He was there for Claire. He might have been there for you too, like in 2010. John McCormick. The owner of the Tribune. He was there when they did the review process for all the candidates. And he's the one that had to defend endorsing Gary Johnson. If you guys heard, after they endorsed Gary Johnson, they were on defense for like a week. Why would you endorse the Libertarian? That was John McCormick that was doing the interviews and defending that decision they made. Claire went in there and did a good job, and of course didn't get the endorsement. When the election was over, and election day was done, one of the things that I did with Claire is we printed up, we made our own thank you cards. It's just, you print them, and these were from VistaPrint because they're cheap. We got some thank you cards, we put the porcupine on it, and Jenny just put a bubble that said thank you. And then you open it, it's blank, it has the Libertarian logo, and I said, Claire, you gotta write handwritten thank you notes to every single journalist, every person who invited us out to an event, anybody that helped us out or worked with us in media, a person who wrote the church invited Claire to come and speak in a forum. We wrote thank you cards to everyone. John McCormick, owner of the Tribune, got one of these cards, wrote back to Claire, said, "This is one of the classiest things I've ever seen. Good luck to you in your future." Handwritten note on his stationery, maybe it mailed back to Claire. That's awesome! That's so cool! And she just kind of hangs on to that. There's a guy that's going to remember this, and she's going to go back in there again next summer, and she's going to debate against whatever the Republican hack is they put up there now on Susana Mendoza. And, you know, will Claire get the endorsement? I don't know. It's always going to be a challenge. But damn, it doesn't hurt to be friends with everybody, to get along with them, to reach out and meet these people. And that's something we should all be doing. You guys do this in your own area. You guys know the radio guys. You guys know newspaper guys. I have to do the same thing in the Chicago market. And it's a struggle in some of the other places. You guys actually have it easier here because a lot of times, it's a catch-22. Half the time, they want to only get stories that come from the big ones and they recycle it. But at the same time, they're trying to find local stuff. You guys sort of have to generate your own news. You have to give them something interesting they want. So it can be easy to get published if they give you something you want. But anyway, yeah, so getting into sometimes was a challenge, but now we figured it out, we think we kind of know how to do it. We're going to try it again next year in January or February. We're going to keep an eye out and see what's going on. So anybody have any questions about petitioning? Anything about field ops? Is there anything anybody wants to volunteer and do that they haven't found a way to get involved yet? What? What was the laughing for?
We need more volunteers. How do we double our membership so we can get more volunteers? That's what.
Yeah.
Well, there's a couple ways to do it. Okay, here's something that we did over the summer. And Donnie was making fun of me for this not that long ago. I guess, was it you too, Eve? Did you get a voicemail from me too?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Well, anyway, what we did over the summer, one of the things we were doing, one of the big things we started in chapter development in the field, field operations, was reaching out to the chapters and helping them bring in more membership. So what we did is we went through me, Claire, Steve Duttner, and a gentleman named David Jantz from the Fox Valley chapter. He was one of the people working under me back at the beginning of the year. Is we went through and called about 150 numbers that we got from the membership database of Illinois and National. And there is some crossover, because obviously people register for both parties, but a lot of them don't. And we would go through it and we'd compare them and just cross out the doubles. And we just made phone calls about 3-4 hours. We had Mexican food, had quesadillas, and we were all in different rooms in the house. I'm yelling insults, and you know, Steve's yelling at me from the one room, and I go in there and throw a pillow at him. And we basically make phone calls, and it's mostly leaving messages of people. But you're making that human connection. Hey, my name's Brian, and I'm calling to let you know that your local chapter of Libertarians in Peoria are having a meeting next week at Obed and Isaac's. At the time, I think it was Obed and Isaac's.
Yeah.
They're meeting over at, I read the address, 7 p.m. at night. Check them out online. You're welcome to come on out. We want to have people come and get involved. A few people answered. There was a guy who answered who registered in the party in 1981. Which means there was no computer, no internet when he registered, but he was in our databases, in our records. And he answered his phone. Because nobody else, it was a landline. If anybody has a landline. I was surprised the numbers still worked. I got a list of DuPage members from the early 1970s. There's no TIN area codes on it. Because you didn't need them in the 1970s. So those are some of the things you guys can do. So you have access to this.
Yes.
And you can set up a little phone bank where you guys get together on a Saturday for lunch and just print it up, hand out a different page, and in an hour and a half, everybody on their phones can just go through it and be done. And you get a few people that come out for things like that. That's one way to increase membership, to get more people to come out. Second thing is just be in the presence of everything. You guys are just kind of starting. You guys did some good things earlier this year, but you know, you're picking it up. The parade's going to be a big, huge deal. And now that you guys are learning and you know how to do it, you know what to look for. Right, there might be a holiday parade coming up. The ones next year, you're going to look for a St. Patrick's Day parade. But after that, there's going to be Memorial Day. There's going to be Independence Day. There's going to be farmers markets. There's going to be festivals where you can get a booth. Sometimes it's $500 or $1,000, you can't do it. Sometimes it's $35. The gun shows are $35 in DuPage. And they only have them 7 months out of the year. We're there every month. It's $35. It's 4 hours in the morning on a Sunday. And it's tightly packed with a ton of people. You know how the NRA hates us and we hate the NRA?
Yes.
They really suck. Well, the Illinois State Rifle Association is a lot better. That's our statewide version of the NRA. But they're a lot better and they are different. The Illinois State Rifle Association, from what I remember talking to Lex about this a year ago, they generally don't like us, they generally don't respond to us, they want nothing to do with us. The NRA wouldn't even consider looking at Kent McMillan's record on gun control, or rather lack thereof, so they wouldn't even put a rating form on their website. But the Illinois State Rifle Association, the guys were always at the DuPage thing. And Claire was there, it's only once a month, it's the first Sunday of the month, and the first Sunday of every month, Claire was there. And they said, hey, you're always here. And these people notice it too. The only time politicians show up at the gun show is right before the primary, right before the election. You know, it'll be January, February, leading up to the March primary, and like two or three Republican pricks each have a table, and they're all there, like car salesmen, saying things.
Whoa, what's that all about?
What?
Car salesmen.
You know, I can't do, you know, between Nick Sarwark and one of our governor candidates, can't do that anymore. It doesn't work.
Shady curtains.
Shady car dealers.
As opposed to the honest ones, present company right now. Okay.
I'm about to yank them.
Okay, so Eric Stahl's at the gun show trying to get you to vote for him.
Right.
And there's three of them, and then as soon as the primary's over, they're gone, and they're never back there.
Yeah.
Claire and Steve were there consistently, and they noticed that. Claire used to pay $30 for her little carton of bullets she has the M1911, and she's got that little Colt. The bullets are weird. I don't go shooting with Claire, though. Claire's part of a weird gun club. And the guy sells them to her for $24. He takes $6 off, $24 for Claire every month, just because she's there. They know each other. He has to go run off to the bathroom for 10 minutes, and Claire will watch his table. Because we don't have anything valuable. It's a libertarian table. You know, similar buttons. But he's got stuff. So Claire will go and stand over there and watch his table for him. But they make connections here. And the guy, one of the top guys in the Illinois State Rifle Association, invited Claire to come out and speak at one of their meetings. And they loved her. And it was a small group, you know, like this, like 20 people or so. But it's the Illinois State Rifle Association, and normally they don't care about libertarians, they don't take us seriously, they look at us as a problem in the way of their very successful and honest Second Amendment-supporting Republicans. But those are how we build some of those relationships. So that's also a way to get out in the public, too, is you meet these groups through these little festivals and stuff. And we can help you guys. It's actually Steve Dutner, as activism director, that's part of his job. And he's semi-good at it. He's been traveling around a lot more, so I'm working on getting him a deputy. As soon as I become official field ops, I have to keep this legit. Aaron was actually looking to get him a deputy to help him with it, is to help the chapters identify these things. We actually have a spreadsheet, and it's, you know, lots of holes in it, but we're working on building it out to help find the chapters if they want to be involved in. But I mean, honestly, you guys here, you guys know your city. I obviously don't know shit about what goes on down here. But you guys know your city. You guys are probably already thinking in your head, huh?
That's pretty clear.
Yeah. I'm sorry. It's great to be here in wonderful Effingham, but...
Whoa.
Wait, is that an insult? I don't know anything about Effingham either. I'm not even the worst one with the insults and the jokes. But you guys know your area. You guys know the people here. The issue you guys had about the Portillos, about what was it, the city was going to give a tax break?
Yeah,
that's freaking ridiculous. But you guys know that. You pay attention to that. You guys will know what other things that are going on here you can get involved in. As I've been talking, I'm sure a couple of you guys have ideas popping in your heads right now about what you can do, and you're looking into it. I thought one of the best things was, didn't you guys have a Libertarian Day for a local baseball team?
Yes.
That's freaking awesome. When I heard about that, I was like, holy shit. So, you know, we can't get anything of... The Cubs, they're not going to let us anywhere near that damn place.
Yeah, it was also Billy's birthday night, too. I mean, there's a couple of nights going on at the same time, but that's...
But, if, you know, you guys know what you're looking for. If you guys want help, that's the point of the state party, is to help back people up and get you the resources that you need. So, what are the things that are on your mind? Do you want me to hand the floor back to you, or do you guys want me to stay up here and keep yakking?
I should yank you, but anybody else?
Guys, talk to me. Ask me questions.
You'd like that.
Yeah.
Huh?
Well,
yeah.
Oh, I have some questions.
Sure.
Okay, so you're really really talking about outreach and like how to get your message out. Like, what's the number one most effective way that you've seen to get like your message out and like get people to really join the Libertarian Party? Like, what's your like, this is my favorite thing to do and this works pretty much most of the time?
It's hard to say. It's different around the state. Mm-hmm. Like the Des Moines State Fair was really good down in Southern Illinois. But that wouldn't necessarily work up here. The Pride Parade in Chicago was really big for Chicago and for the different communities. There's all different sorts of LGBT groups, that all, you know, business owners, whatever. There's all different ones of those. And they reached out to us. Claire went out. I remember she spoke at, what was it? Oh, I can't remember. It was a bunch of men in dresses. But I can't remember exactly what they were. Huh?
Something Scottish. Men in dresses, kilts. Yeah.
Supreme Court.
What is the Supreme Court?
I can't remember who the specific group was, but they invited her out to come talk. And talking to people in person is great. Now, again, it's different around the state. My personal favorite one is schools. I love going to high schools, especially when there's a Republican and Democrat, because they look like complete asses. I go in front, I get invited to speak at schools, sometimes in an auditorium with about 200-300 kids, and we have a microphone we pass around, and sometimes it's in classrooms independently. It's one of my favorite things because college kids are a little arrogant. They already think they know everything, and they don't want to be told otherwise. They've made up their minds, and you don't have the right to free speech. You know, or whatever stupid thing. But high school kids, they're willing... Everyone always thinks that high school kids know everything, and yes, you can't tell them who to date, you can't tell them how much to drink, or what drugs they're going to do, or who they're going to sleep with, but they will admit that they don't quite know politics. They will admit that. They'll say, hey, I don't really know about this, what can you tell me? And one of the things that I like is, you guys see how I talk. I'm very straightforward, I swear, I'm obnoxious, I make stupid jokes, I offend people. But I'm honest, I'm not lying, and kids can pick up on that. So it was two politicians in suits and a guy in an obnoxious black hat that go in there, and we start talking about things. I open up the discussion with my favorite thing. I say, Libertarians support gay married couples owning guns to defend their marijuana plants. And they laugh out loud, and they say, who wants to talk about heroin? And they laugh, and they can't believe this, and then they say, let's talk about heroin. And then I talk about how heroin is illegal, and we lock people up in this country for using heroin and putting something in their body, which is essentially a victimless crime. It's illegal, but our military is in Afghanistan defending their opium fields so that they can sell heroin to prop up their economy. But their number one customer is America, where it's illegal. So we're spending taxpayer dollars, and when you talk to kids about this, their brains are like, that sounds really stupid. But who talks to a high school kid about heroin? What's up, Chad?
Well, just to Dana's point, she had asked about the most effective ways to bring people into the party, and you hit the nail on the head when you said it's different by wherever you're at, and you're absolutely right. So, in terms of marketing, basically, I think every party around the state should have 5 to 7 different things going on at one time, and then looking at somehow tracking that as to what works and what does not. And there are many different ways to do that, and it varies by where we're at. But 5 to 7 different ones, looking at what works and what doesn't, and then you find what works in your area. Because it is going to be different in DuPage than it is here, and it's going to be different in Effingham than it is here, and DuPage, and all that.
And I'll tell you guys this, working festivals down in Southern Illinois worked extremely well. Working in grades doesn't. I don't know what it is, but in Mount Vernon, when we come in these, and I'm hoping it's going to be good here because I don't know, but generally, people don't care. The Columbia Parade, we did it in Metro East. It was fun. They didn't really care about us. But when I do them up north, people love it. We get tons of reception. In Elgin, it's huge. It's like 20,000 people out there. It's just different. But the festivals down here work. People in Chicago are fast-moving, and they're dumb, and they don't care, and their minds are already made up. Down here, people are a little more open-minded. So at the DuCoin State Fair, people will walk up, and they're willing to talk. They're like, all right, what do you want to talk about? And we're libertarians, so we're antagonistic. When I go to the liberal events, we start talking about capitalism. And we talk about money and the free market, they hate it. And when we go to a Tea Party event, there's the pot leaf and there's the pride flag. Now, that's not necessarily a great way to do it, but it depends. I'm antagonistic. Let's talk. I will get up in front of 150 people at a Tea Party event to tell them why they should support equality rights. And I will change minds, and I'm pretty decent at it. I will go to a liberal group and tell them why they should support the Second Amendment. You have to frame your arguments differently, and I've gotten really good at it. I've learned from other libertarians before me that have taught me this, how to not, you know, step in a bear trap.
Do you have any, like, videos about those? That would be great to...
Videos about what?
Specifically about framing the argument, depending on your audience.
Every other libertarian has that.
Like, which one's your favorite?
No, you know, I don't really watch those videos a lot. What's up, Ben?
Larry Sharp.
Yeah.
I was going to say, everybody loves Larry Sharp. You know what? I don't really watch the videos. I don't have that much time for it. Anybody who's my Facebook friend knows that I just post shit about economics and foreign policy. And it's really boring, but I do that for myself to remember what I'm doing. You just have to go online and find who you like and what their arguments are. But like, for example, gun control. You go to Tea Party people, you don't need to talk about the Second Amendment. All you have to do is say, the Constitution, it's your right, self-defense, tyranny of a government, and you're done. You've locked it in. You go to talk to a group of liberals, you can't bring up the word Constitution, you can't bring up the word property, you can't bring up rights. You can't talk about that. What you do is you talk about the first ever gun laws that came out in this country, came out after the Civil War, because the slave owners down in the southern states didn't feel safe in their country with freed black slaves walking around carrying firearms. And it's steeped in racism, and it goes through to this day. And when you frame the argument like that, Martin Luther King Jr. carried a gun. I believe he carried a Walter PK. He carried a gun. You remember this.
He got denied the carry permit.
But yes. He carried it anyway.
Yes, he did. Yep. The FBI had a file on him. You remember Evan McMahon was talking about this. You were sitting, it was the first time I met you.
Where the hell were we? Right around here.
Starbuck.
Yep.
Starbuck.
Yep. Okay. Yeah, a lot of people. Guys, let's give it up for Brian.
I hope I was helpful.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I hope I didn't destroy the thought.
So,
if
you guys
want to
stick around,